invite you to take a deep breath and prepare yourself for a time of prayer. God of love, what a joy it is to come to this place and see your love in action and feel the spirit of your love moving in and out of each of us. It's joyful and it's wonderful to worship you. God, we pray that you would help us not to take it for granted, but to remember that it's a privilege and an experience that is like no other. So as we continue with this time together, would you just open our hearts up really, really wide? Would you allow us to put all things aside that might be keeping us from thinking about you for this hour? Because it is you who we are worshiping. You are the star of the show. May we give you all that you deserve as we sing and pray and hear the word preached and read and as we just enjoy you. God, we don't know one another's hearts completely, but you do. You know what each one of us has brought to this place this morning. Some of us are filled with joy, the good things that are happening, the things that are going well in our lives. Others are filled with fear and concern about things that might lie ahead or things that don't seem just right. Some of us come with an argument going on with another person that needs to be reconciled. Some of us come feeling as if we are not worthy, a condition that needs to be remedied and quickly. Just touch us. Help us to feel your presence in our lives. Be as close to us as our very breath, so that we might know that the answers are all there for us. You have provided it all, and we are living in the midst of it. So show us the way. Guide us, be with us, walk with us. Give us a little kick in the rear end when we need it. And give us an it's okay, a feeling that all is well when we need that as well. You are a God of wholeness and fullness. And we know you through your Son, Jesus Christ, who did nothing but love and love and love. May we love also. We pray that you would be with our United Methodist Church during this time of general conference. We thank you for the joy that's already taking place there, for the worship that's taking place, for the feeling of goodness and that things are going well. We thank you for that. As we continue in this church, we pray that you would show us new and exciting ways to be your witness in this community. We pray that you would be with this world, with the anger and the war and all that keeps us from you. We call it sin. And there's not a one of us that does not live in the midst of it. But you sent your Son to remind us that even so, you loved us enough to show us your very presence. And so we pray the prayer that he taught us so very long ago. He taught the disciples. And we pray that you would allow us to open our hearts and our souls and our spirits so it feels as if we are praying it for the very, very first time. Our Father, who art in heaven,
hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass.